Preparing the reader. What you read in this book will, in all likelihood, go directly against what you've been taught by your parents and your teachers, what you've been told by the churches, the media, and the government, and much of what you, your family, and your friends have always believed. Nonetheless, it is the truth, as you will see if you allow yourself to consider the issue objectively. Not only is it the truth, it also may be the most important truth you will ever hear. More and more people are discovering this truth, but to do so, it is necessary to look past many preconceived assumptions and deeply ingrained superstitions, to set aside one's lifelong indoctrination, and to examine some new ideas fairly and honestly. If you do this, you will experience a dramatic change in how you view the world. It will almost certainly feel uncomfortable at first, but in the long run, it will be well worth the effort. And if enough people choose to see this truth and embrace it, not only will it drastically change the way those people see the world, it will drastically change the world itself for the better. But if such a simple truth could change the world, wouldn't we all already know about it? And wouldn't we have put it into practice long ago? If humans were purely a race of thinking, objective beings, yes. But history shows that most human beings would literally rather die than objectively reconsider the belief systems they were brought up in. The average man who reads in the newspaper about war, oppression, and injustice will wonder why such pain and suffering exists, and will wish for it to end. However, if it's suggested to him that his own beliefs are contributing to the misery, he will almost certainly dismiss such a suggestion without a second thought, and may even attack the one making the suggestion. So, reader, if your beliefs and superstitions, many of which you did not choose for yourself but merely inherited as unquestioned hand-me-down beliefs, matter to you more than truth and justice, then please, stop reading now and give this book to someone else. If, on the other hand, you are willing to question some of your long-held preconceived notions if doing so might reduce the suffering of others, then read this book and then give it to someone else.